injury update. Cody Latimer was DMP. Paxton Lynch was DMP. Jamal Charles was DMP, a vet day. Talib was DMP, vet day. And Domita Pekka was DMP with a vet day. Questions?
Right.
How do we approach that? We don't. You know, it's really about our football team each week, and that's been explained to our football team. You know, our only goal each week is to play our best game, you know, that we can play. So that doesn't change who we're playing. If they have issues, if they don't have issues, it does not matter to us. It's about our football team each week playing our very best football game we can play.
Isaiah's obviously shown some explosiveness in the punt return game. Is he a guy that's becoming maybe closer to having the chance to make some impact offensively?
Yeah, I mean he's close as a punt returner. I mean, you watch what he did last week versus Oakland. I mean, he had a big return call back, and he's a young player, so he's still learning the entire offense, you know, and we're putting in a couple plays each week for him, you know, to suit his skill set, you know. So as we play more, he will get more opportunities, you know, offensively, but especially with the punt return duties.
Is it fun to be able to kind of plan with him, even though it hasn't necessarily been used, but just kind of the possibility?
Absolutely. I mean, he's got a fun skill set, which is speed. You know, he's got speed, and he can make guys miss one-on-one. So it's absolutely fun to game plan for him. He's a smart guy. He's very engaged, and he wants to do more for us. So, yeah, it's been fun.
I know you had an indoor on Monday, but are you seeing the more out on the field that you kind of
absolutely, want to for? Absolutely. We had our best Wednesday of the year today. Obviously, it's beautiful out. You know, we had some snow on Monday. You indoors, you're on turf, so that can affect the player's mindset. But today, it was awesome today. It was a beautiful practice.
Guys, how do you figure out what they might do on offense? It's rare a team puts three guys
right,
on
right.
IR.
That's a good question. You know, I mean, we have to put our, you know, put ourselves in Ben McAdoo's shoes. You know, I mean, he's got to use his resources. The tight end, the two backs, 34 Vereen, it's a guy who can do multiple things in a running pass game. So we have to put ourselves in his shoes and kind of figure out what his plan's going to be versus our defense, you know, because it's going to change some. But the foundation of what they've done in the last, 2 months, that can't change. But what's next for him? You know, we have to get ahead of that and have an answer for it.
What jumps out about Evan Engram on the field?
Speed. Speed. He can stop and start. He's got great ball skills. So what shows up is, you know, a guy who can create issues for you with a backer or a safety. You know, if you're not ready for that that challenge. You watched the game last week in the third and fourth quarter. He's actually playing a Z receiver. And he looked very comfortable doing that. So that's one thing that we have to prepare for, him being a receiver full-time and not being a tight end.
PJ, you said the Wednesday practice before the Bills game was poor practice.
Absolutely it was.
And now you're saying this is your best Wednesday practice.
Yes.
What's the difference? What are some examples of that?
I think the difference is, you know, we're off a bye, so guys are feeling good. You know, we've got very few injuries, knock on wood. You know, thus far, it's beautiful out. It's nice weather. That helps. But I think it's just guys being fresh, you know, and being excited about playing a football game again. You know, we're in a good spot right now, you know, so we got to continue to do more and push our guys to continue to focus and push forward and get better every day.
You would, not to get away from this week, but do you anticipate that'll be a challenge because you don't have any more bye weeks the rest of the year?
Right.
I mean,
that won't be a challenge. That's on the coaches. That's on myself to keep pushing guys. And, you know, how we practice, I think, working Wednesday, working Thursday, having recovery on Friday, you know, that's part of it. You know, that's the reason we're doing that schedule to keep guys healthy and fresh all year.
The Giants announced that.
I'm sorry?
The Giants announced that Rodgers Kamari would be suspended. Does
okay.
that change your preparation or how you attack them?
It does not matter. Does not matter. Our only concern is the Broncos. You know, who they're playing with on game day does not matter to us. You know, we're concerned with the Broncos only.
What is the key to the fast starts defensively this year? That was an issue when you came in.
Mm-hmm. I think, I'm sorry, Yes. Game planning. You know, it's strictly game planning. If you give a team something different in the first couple of series and force them to adjust, that's a problem for most offenses, right? If you give them the same thing they've practiced all week, that's a problem for you. So it's really Joe's and his staff's game plans to throw out our curveballs in the first couple of series, even in the second half, to save a curveball, you know, for the second half of the football game, and give them something different and make them readjust. So that's strictly game planning.
Vince, there's been a lot of talk about how Domantas helped the run game so much, but as a leader in that locker room, this sort of kind of perpetual positivity he seems to have, how much of a tangible effect do you think he's had in that regard on this team?
That's huge when you've got veteran players that are so engaged every day, you know, who loves coming to work, who loves to practice, and his personality. I mean, he's the same guy every day, but he's been that way since I've known Domantas and Cincy. I mean, he's a guy who loves playing football. You know, he's a great teammate, great locker room guy, and loves to play. That's important for our players.
On Sunday, the Giants lost their three starting receivers and a backup receiver. Yeah. Have you ever seen one group hit so hard in one game?
No, I have not. No. Strange. But again, that's their issue, not mine.
Time for a few more for the coach.
From day one, you've really talked about health after OTAs. You said, you know, our players coming back healthy.
Yeah.
And then you see a team like the Giants who've really been ravaged by injuries.
Yeah.
How much planning do you put into the schedule and everything in terms of keeping these guys
right? It's important. You know, obviously we're playing football. It's a physical game. So you're going to have some injuries. You know, what they went through on Sunday, you can't prevent that. But I think having a plan, you know, for the entire year helps to keep players healthy. You know, it's Jamal Charles not working on Wednesday. It's Talib not working on Wednesday. It's Domantas not working on Wednesday. It's having a recovery day on Friday. Long term, you know, you have to plan early for that. You know, you can't in week 10 say, okay, let's back Talib off. Because he won't make it, you know, and Jamal Charles won't make it. So I think having a plan and sticking with it, you know, through the good times and through adversity is important, you know, when you're having a plan to keep guys healthy.
Vince, where did you learn to manage players like that? When you describe it like that, who kind of taught you to manage guys? Where did you learn?
Just over the years, just taking, you know, certain things from each guy you were with. You know, Kubiak was great at that, you know, managing players, taking the pads off at certain times, having walkthrough Fridays. And Marvin, my second year, became really good at it. You know, we had our best year with Marvin. The first year, we were really beat up. The second year, he pulled the pads off on Friday, had a recovery Friday, and we won, 11 games in a row and a healthy football team. So it's a combination of, you know, guys I've been with.
Okay.
Thank you guys. Okay.